Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 16. I read for you again these words. Jesus said, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." This is the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. It doesn't take a genius to see that the church is in decline. Almost every church body, especially in America, is experiencing it. Here at Augsburg, we know that we do not have as many in church as we used to. We've seen it happening for years. And since about 1965, just after the baby boom ended, the birth rate started to plummet. And that contributed to the decline in church membership and church attendance. Add to that the change that has occurred within the culture. America has become increasingly secularized. Religion is no longer respected. There's even widespread antipathy toward Christianity and sometimes even outright hostility. The culture has changed, and we are definitely swimming against the tide. Now, there are many varieties of responses to this. Some go into panic mode. "We'll have to shut the doors." Some try to come up with ideas that they think will reverse the decline. They often want to follow other churches that seem to be doing well. Ditch the traditions, the hymnal, the liturgy, the reverence, and set up a more theater and entertaining-like setting, complete with a house band. But what gets lost in all of it is that it is Christ's church, and He's the one who builds it. And since He is a wise builder, He will build it on a solid rock foundation, and not on shifting sand. Indeed, today we hear Jesus say, "I will build my church." Yes, it is His church. He builds it and it belongs to Him. And He's got skin in the game. And so we need to realize each day that the church does not belong to us to do with as we will. Jesus decides what kind of church is His church and what it's going to be. And so we do well to listen to Him. "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Jesus says that He will build it, and He will do it His way, the "on this rock" way. And when the church is built by Jesus in His way, with the strength that He gives it, then the gates of hell shall not be able to prevail against it. Oh, the church may not always look all that impressive and successful and victorious by worldly standards. But then neither did our Lord Jesus when He was hanging on the cross. But when Jesus builds His church in His way, it is strong, even when it is weak. On this rock I will build my church. So what is this rock that Jesus will build his church on? Well, if we back up a little bit, we see that Jesus has taken his disciples aside after they'd been with him a while and seen him in ministry. And they had seen how people reacted to him. So Jesus asked for a field report. Who do people say the Son of Man is? And they reply with an assortment of answers, all of which pay some kind of lip service to Jesus, but all stop short of saying enough. And so it is in our day. People may acknowledge Jesus as some sort of influencer, as an advocate for spirituality. He was a good example. He was a great teacher. But they still stop short of saying enough. And frankly, many would say, just leave me alone, because I don't want to be bothered with this religion business. So Jesus gets some answers about what the people think of him. Then he asks the disciples the follow-up question. But you, who do you say that I am? And Peter, usually the first to speak up, gives a gold star answer. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's right, Peter. Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. He's the great deliverer and King promised by God centuries earlier. Indeed, he is the Son of the living God. Jesus is the one-of-a-kind Son of God, come down from heaven. Peter confesses rightly who Jesus is. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Yes, Peter got it. But he got it from God himself by divine revelation. For flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So this then is the rock on which Jesus will build his church. Not Peter himself, per se. No, but the rock is what Peter just said about Jesus. This rock is the apostolic confession of Christ. In the New Testament message of Jesus, who he is and what he has done, for indeed it is the person and work of Christ as proclaimed and taught by the apostles. This is the rock upon which Christ builds his church. And there is no other. Now, even as Peter at this point did not fully grasp or comprehend what being the Christ, being the divine deliverer, would involve for Jesus, he's still thinking in terms of glory at this point. A crucified Savior was not on his radar screen. Peter didn't get that part yet. For in the verses which follow our text, Jesus tells the disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things and be killed. At which Peter pipes up again, but this time he does not get the gold star. Peter rebukes his master. No way, Jesus! This is not what we had in mind for you. So Jesus has to rebuke him. Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. man's way of fashioning the sort of Jesus we want, man's way of building the sort of church we want. Our ways are not God's ways. God's way will involve suffering and lowliness and a dying Savior. For that's what it takes for Jesus to do the job he came to do. He must go to the cross. There was no other way for God to save this world of sinners, for God to save you, other than for the Son of the living God to be the dying servant. Jesus is the Christ precisely in his being crucified. He died for you, my friends. He died in your place to take the judgment you deserve for your sins. For those sins were killing you. Literally. Eternally. And God's love is such that he would not have the sinner die. Instead, Christ died for you. He washed away your sins by his holy, precious blood. He conquered hell by his death on the cross, stripping the devil of his claim against you. Jesus destroyed death by his death, and the proof of it was shown on Easter morning when he rose from the dead. You, baptized believer in Christ, you share in his resurrection and life. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is the rock on which Christ will build his church. This message, this gospel, this good news, this forgiveness of sins won by Christ on the cross, this is the key that looses the chains of your sins, which were wrapped around your shoulders. This is the key that opens the kingdom of heaven to all believers. This is the key for you. This gospel, Christ Jesus delivering you from death and hell and bringing you into his kingdom of light and life. This is what the church is all about. On this rock I will build my church. This is Jesus' church, not ours. He will build it, and he will build it his way. It won't be built by our programs or our personalities. It won't be our people-pleasing appeals to the flesh. No, Jesus will build his church his way on this rock, the rock that is the apostolic confession of Christ. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Christ who died on the cross for you, the Christ who rose from the dead to lead you to eternal life. This rock is pure gospel. It's the Christ-centered, and it is cross-focused. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That is the promise of your Savior, the one who died for you, who rose for you, who is still with you in this place and in his supper and in his word. This Jesus, even devil and all of hell cannot prevail against him. This Jesus is your Savior. He is your rock now and forever. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.